One of the things that really bother me in this whole campaign against Corbyn is this constant hearing that we find of him being unelectable. The BBC tell us he's unelectable. The far-right MPs tell us he's unelectable. All we constantly hear is the fact that he's unelectable. Unelectable to whom? Because when I'm out there on the doorstep, people are not bothered about the fact that he's unelectable. What people are saying is they're sick and tired of politicians fighting amongst themselves without actually having somebody with this unifying the party. They want their MPs to stand together. They still believe in the Labour Party, but want the Labour Party to be unified. Two of the lessons we should actually learn from the Brexit result. I actually voted to remain in, but a lot of my friends, neighbours and people that I know voted to go out. And two of the things that I think we have to learn from that experience is actually we respect democracy. Sometimes votes don't go in the way that we perhaps might want them to go in. But we still have to respect the fact that 52% of the population that chose to exercise the right to vote decided to go in a way that perhaps the majority of us wouldn't have agreed with. And this is exactly the case that we see now with Corbyn. This man was democratically elected with a huge majority in September, and from day one he's not been given the support that he deserves. And I think we should stand behind him and remember in telling the people out there in the general public that actually he should be supported because he has been democratically elected. And if we say we constantly want democracy, then democracy has to be respected at all times, not just when we pick and choose. The second point that we have to learn from the Brexit result is that sometimes things don't always go in the favour of how we expect them to go. And this isn't just about democracy, this is about aligning ourselves with how the majority of us choose to vote in general. And I think, you know, with Corbyn, he has shown right from the start that he is principled, that he is a man of good character and integrity. And I think as a majority of people support him, we've got to go out with those principles and tell people out there in the general public that we support those principles and we want this man to lead the Labour Party. We constantly have a decimation of his character right from the start. This man hasn't got the right personality to be a leader. We had the same thing with Gordon Brown. We had the same thing with Ed Miliband. If we choose the leader that we actually say is a strong character, Tony Blair, look at what he stood for. Look at what he stood for. If that's the epitomisation of a good leader, this man voted for the Iraq war. Jeremy Corbyn voted against. These are the principles that we want in our leader. This is the character of what true leadership is. And I think we stand more and we should put more pressure on our MPs in Parliament that stand against this man, because actually what we found in CLPs across the country and in Labour wards across the country is that the majority of people still want Jeremy Corbyn to be their leader. And we want our MPs to start listening to us and not just doing as they please. Thank you.